Welcome to another episode of The Cinema Guys. This episode is a bit of a mini episode. We went to see Don't Breathe a while back and never released the episode we recorded. I guess you can call this The Cinema Guys Lost episode. Don't Breathe was directed by Fede Alvarez and was recently given a green light on a sequel. And Don't Breathe itself is now available on your favorite digital platform like iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and so on. So, sit back and enjoy this lost episode of The Cinema Guys as we talk Don't Breathe. And in true Cinema Guys fashion, we tend to stray off topic and go on a few tangents here and there. Let's jump into the episode as we're talking horror movies and The Conjuring.
This year, since I've been seeing movies with you, Brad, I know that you appreciate them. So I've gone to two, and they've been horrible. Like two slasher ones. We saw the Green Inferno.
And
I was
terrible.
I went that night and I told my wife, I was like, all right, I'm going to probably come back freaked out. But I'm going to see it because it's important to Brad. And so I go. And it's definitely gory, but the whole time I was like, this is just dumb. Anything. And then we saw another one that was supposed to be like that too.
The Witch.
Where I was like, all right, I'm going to come back all scared. And the whole time I'm like, well, it wasn't a bad movie. It was just okay. Yeah. So my thought is either I have just become so jaded with the world that things don't scare me anymore, or those just weren't good movies. One of those two.
What about like ghost movies? Did you see either of the Conjuring movies? Oh, yeah.
I went and saw Conjuring 2 with you. The actor, what's his name? I'm going to look him up, but I love him. And I actually, the Conjuring 2, I could talk about all night because I love him in that movie. And that scene where the sort of scariness breaks and he sings the Elvis song. Oh, yes. Patrick Wilson. Thanks, internet phones. He is awesome, and I love him in the movie. But I didn't think The Conjuring 2 was scary at all. I actually thought it was more comedic. I was laughing.
I didn't think it was as scary as the first one.
They made me laugh.
It had like the one scene where the character came out.
Yeah, I definitely didn't want to see the like crooked man walk around. Yeah. That was creepy. But they made me laugh like three or four times in the movie, and because they made me laugh, I stopped being scared. But I've heard The Conjuring 2 is pretty bad. So I haven't been scared of these movies, so, because we saw The Conjuring 2 as well. That's right. If we take, like, what was the one with the punk rockers?
The Green Inferno.
Green Room.
Green Room was fantastic. Is that considered horror?
I would count that as a horror. It's like a thriller horror movie.
I mean, it's kind of along the lines of what we're going to talk about today is Don't Breathe. I mean, it's not really a straight horror movie. It's kind of a thriller, suspense.
It definitely falls into that home invasion category where you're like, but it's a reversal of it.
Right. Well, yeah, Green Room and what we're talking about today,
Don't Breathe
was, I thought were great. Again, weren't scary, but really great to watch.
It's a great lead in, so now we can get into thoughts on Don't Breathe.
I mean, they start you off, they kind of build, they tell you the story really, really, really quick, and they get right into the dude's house, and the rest of the movie's into it, like, this is awesome. I thought, the whole time, I wasn't thinking scary, I was thinking, this is really awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, the basic premise is, we have three downtrodden people in Detroit trying to get out, they're breaking into people's houses.
And when everybody's trying to get out, why did they always want to go to California? Why do they want to go to one of the more expensive places?
Because if you're going to be poor anywhere, be poor in California.
Yeah, because they have giant dinosaur statues, as we learned from Pee-wee's Big Adventure and The Wizard.
And we also learned that what's not in the Alamo? A basement.
Yep.
I'm getting a lot from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That was the one part of the movie that just kind of made me laugh, because it's like, why does everybody always want to go to California?
This is just warm.
My thing is,
I've lived there. It's not Detroit.
So they're in this dude's house.
It's true.
So, I mean, what we learned from the preview is three people break in, one person immediately dies, two people are left with a blind guy with a gun. And they're like, they don't want to breathe because he'll hear them. And I still think it might be easier to get out of a house than they made it. I was like, I think I could have got out of this house. Yeah. Or I don't know why they just didn't do the old, like, I'm gonna hide somewhere and fall asleep for a while and just, like, he's not going to find me, and he leaves sometime.
Because then you wouldn't have a movie.
Oh, right. Oh, it's a story narrative.
It was a story plot.
Okay, never mind. I thought it was real life.
Because, I mean, also, there's points where they're walking around, he doesn't hear him, and there's other times where he's, like, got super sensitive hearing, and it's like,
right. But that is what I loved about the movie, that he wasn't, because from the preview I got, that he was some, like, badass ex-marine who's like like Kane from Kung Fu who can, doesn't need vision. He can go, but he's not. He's just a dude who's been blind his whole life, so he probably has a little extra sensory.
Not his whole life. He was wounded and he was Gulf War. was a veteran that was wounded.
Yeah. Remember that?
He was a veteran. That's
he was a blind. I guess.
Yeah. Lost some travel.
By some, yeah.
But yeah, so he's not like awesome. He's just kind of like
he gets lucky.
Yeah. And his daughter died, and he was very
so the point about it. And the story was his daughter got killed in the car accident, and he collected a big settlement.
By a careless teenager.
Yeah. Yep.
Which careless teenagers are breaking into the house.
Correct.
A message there for teenagers. Almost like going to a movie at the Cinemark. Teenagers, we don't want you here.
If you think some blind guy has money in his house, don't break it.
Yes. Or at least wait till he leaves. I was like, man, they're just going to go for it.
Yeah.
They had some sort of real awesome concoction of a bomb that makes ether you fall asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, where did they learn this ether bomb?
I'm going to hit him with one of them bombs.
Oh, okay. Because all street kids know about ether bombs, I guess.
Yeah. Or a chloroform bomb, I think is what it was.
Is that what it was? I don't know.
Everyone just has access to chloroform.
Oh, of course. Especially in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, no, I thought it was fun and super. It was pretty late night when we saw it, and I did not get tired once.
It basically started right from the get-go and just went.
Kept going.
Wasn't like this big, 45 minute to an hour setup, and then you get like a half an hour of your tense moment, and then it's over.
Yeah, and it definitely accelerated a little bit at a time. It was a very slow burn. It kept like building up the tension, and they had set pieces built into where you're like, okay, this is getting crazier. They set up in the first few minutes like different things are going to come up later on. Like there's a pan up to a window that's going to play a big role.
Right.
All great little things that they had in there.
Well, and there was a point, I don't know who I was sitting next to, but I leaned over and I was like, oh my gosh, can they just get out? Because you think they're out, and they're not out. Which I loved, actually. I was like, this is actually really fun. I thought it was a good movie for one that was kind of, like, snuck in there. Like, this is coming, and they showed a couple previews, but it's not like it had big stars.
It was the girl from
Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead remake.
And the guy from It Follows, which is another horror movie from last year.
Mm.
And the director, Fede Alvarez, who directed
Percy
the
Jackson.
Directed the Evil Dead remake.
But he was in Goosebumps.
Yes.
Because I just watched Goosebumps video with kids. It was like, yeah, that's the guy. Well, I thought it was Percy Jackson, it's not.
No. We determined this after
because I was
5 minutes of the
movie. I actually was swearing up and down, that's totally Percy Jackson. That's Percy Jackson. And whoever he is, they're like twins.
They could be brothers. Maybe they should do a movie sometime.
Just a touchback on Mr. Alvarez, he directed the Evil Dead remake, which I thought was an amazing reimagining of a movie that should not have been remade.
No. I went into his remake ready to trash it because I love the original so much.
Exactly.
And after all the talk of, like, he's using practical effects and it's gonna, like, he's taking it to a whole nother level, it's gonna wow you and this and that, I was like, alright, I'm gonna hate this, and like, I didn't hate it. I didn't come out going, it's the best movie ever, but I was like, he did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't the same movie because you don't have Bruce Campbell's, wit and charm. But he took the elements of this cabin in the middle of the woods, crazy stuff happens, and it got crazy, to say the least.
Oh, yes, it did.
Which,
he took it a little step further than the original.
that tongue-cutting scene is
And then crazy. There was enough nod to the original for those fans to really be like, oh, okay, like having the car there where they go, and then it's like,
which that car is in every single Sam Raimi movie.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's the car Uncle Ben drives in the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh.
His car.
Is it in the Oz movie?
It probably is. It's been in every single one of his movies.
That's fun. I haven't seen that, and there's another one I need to see with Colin Farrell that we talked about. Is it Dawn of the Dead remake?
Oh, Fright Night.
Oh, Friday night.
Here's a question, going back to a conversation we had pre-podcast, that you would consider the Aliens movie a horror film.
Well, not Aliens.
No, sorry, Alien.
Alien. Alien is, in my opinion, a sci-fi horror
movie. Which I agree.
Movie.
But you would not consider Terminator. Not Terminator 2, not the thousands after them, but the first one, not a horror film?
So, with horror, you have a lot of sub-genres of horror. So.
Okay.
Alien, I feel, falls into that kind of haunted house type atmosphere where you're in a very closed situation. There is a proverbial boogeyman that everyone's trying to find or get away from. And it deals a lot with, you know, jump scares. You know, that's pretty much the entire movie.
But I feel like that was Terminator 1 also. Like, well, Terminator 1, you're not in a closed environment, but there certainly is the boogeyman who is unstoppable. And he is relentless. And there's so many scares, like when they thought they crushed him and then his eyes came back alive. And like he was just nonstop. And I thought, because I remember the first time I saw Terminator, I was scared. I was like, this is scary. And then Terminator 2, just like Aliens, becomes sci-fi action, like with guns and fun and...
I mean, I would count Terminator more as a slasher film than Alien is. Because, I mean, it has a big imposing person that's chasing the entire time. I mean, you could look at that versus like Friday the 13th.
That's a little more...
Yeah. You could technically, I guess, slasher film is still in a separate, horror genre.
Psycho.
I mean, when you say a horror movie, it's such a broad range of...
I feel like it's one of the most broad spectrum. Like, that and sci-fi, I feel like, are the most broad genre of things that you can have, where they just, you know, you can have a sci-fi movie like, you know, Aliens, which is more action-y, but still has, you know, it's more soft sci-fi. And then you have things like Moon by Duncan Jones, which is a very hard sci-fi movie where it's dealing with cloning, it's dealing with time manipulation, it's very scientific. Or
wasn't there a horror film that just came out? It was kids go up to a cabin and they're in this like huge room with all these monsters that keep coming.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Who did it? Who directed it?
No, it was written by Josh Whedon.
Oh,
I don't remember
right.
who directed the movie though.
That one was really good.
That was a really good.
And it
like,
was, and that was a slasher sort of film that I.
Well, that was cool because it turned the genre on its side by, spoilers for the end of the movie, taking it and making this is a real thing that there have real consequences, and there's a
it was directed by Drew Goddard, who wrote movies such as World War Z. He wrote the screenplay for The Martian, Cloverfield, Alias, Lost. So, Cabin in the Woods, what I thought was great.
It's
where you kind of took all the genres and kind of like
meshed it together
and kind of
it was a very Whedon-esque story, I feel.
And then like the twist at the end, you're like, what? This is just a big giant room that they keep them all in. Yeah. And
I like that. That was good.
It was a fun movie.
It's no Cube.
I never saw
Cube. Cube was good.
Cube was a good. That's a really good cheap horror movie.
Nice, simple.
Yeah.
And then they tried to. The mini sequels after it were the Hypercube, and
yep.
I think there were three or four of them. I saw the second one, and then I was like, eh. You're trying too hard.
Come on, cubes. But horror movies are always good for sequels. I mean, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how many Hellraisers have there been now?
There are.
I've never seen a single one.
Nine, I believe.
That's Pinhead, right?
Yes.
And there's a new one coming out that they are working on.
I only saw one Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one.
It's probably the best one.
I've only seen...
I love three.
One Friday the 13th, and that was H2O.
That's Halloween. Like,
that's Halloween. Oh, yeah, that's right. Halloween. Yeah, see, this is how
it's
much
not
I know.
Just.
I don't know if I've ever seen any Friday the 13th, then.
Friday the 13th, there are...
Is Jason and the other one's Michael Myers?
Ten of those, and then Freddy versus Jason... Kind of could be a Friday the 13th movie.
Which is the one where the dog looks just like and pees fire and that's what brings Freddy back? Because I saw that.
I don't know if it brings him back, but that might be Jason Goes to Hell.
Okay.
Maybe it is a Friday the 13th.
So maybe I saw
when they're in the dream, when he's in the dream sequence.
I saw H2O, so that's the only Halloween I've ever seen.
Man, you're like in the worst of the worst.
I know. This is why.
I mean, at least H2O wasn't terrible. It wasn't like he watched Halloween 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Those aren't even that bad. I mean, at least those have a cohesive story to them. I mean, probably the worst is The Curse of Michael Myers, number 6, where all of a sudden he's got a cult associated with him.
Well, which version of that are you going to watch? The producer's cut or the original?
We're not going there.
And it's got Paul Rudd in it. I mean, you got to love it just because Paul Rudd's in that one.
True.
Did you guys ever see the remake of Friday the 13th with...
yeah, I didn't see the remake.
Jackie Earle Haley
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which, that remake...
So and... Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th are two different things. Yes. I need to get that straight in my
head. The Friday...
Jason and Freddy.
I know. I'm telling you, horror is my least favorite genre. I don't ever pay attention to it. Clearly.
Friday the 13th remake was decent. The Nightmare on Elm Street remake was not so decent.
As you can see, we enjoyed Don't Breathe, and I think all of us would recommend it. I'm also going to highly recommend one movie we briefly discussed in this episode, and that is Green Room, which stars Patrick Stewart and the late Anton Yelchin. This is a great suspense, fight-for-survival type movie set in a neo-Nazi skinhead bar. Green Room is available for streaming on Amazon Prime, and I would say definitely see it. Well, thanks for listening to the Cinema Guys Lost episode. And we will be back with our newest episode soon as we discuss the new sci-fi movie, Arrival. Until then, if you like us, or even don't, but we hope you do, do please rate us and review us. It does nothing but help us improve. Also, if you really love us, become a patron of our show on patreon.com/thecinemaguys. There are multiple levels to help us out, and as we reach our goals, we will have a lot of cool things in the works. Once again, thanks for listening, and I always like to say, maybe sometime, we will see you at the movies.